All right. Let me backtrack on some of the things I said yesterday. I don't feel like adding much more after the time we spend after the game, but I'm truly happy for our players. I'm happy for our coaches. We've got to find a way to win division games at home, and we've got to try to do that. I mean, that's the big picture of this, is winning division games at home. And then the challenge this week, of course, is to go on the road and win two in a row. So each week presents a new challenge. Of course, we know, and I reminded some of the guys that weren't on our team last year, we're all aware of the history of the rivalry of the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers, and haven't done very well against them in recent years. And so there's maybe a little bit added there. But as I sit here right now, I can tell you we're fast approaching our preparation, and guys upstairs are already working on playing the Oakland Raiders. And so although that may sound a little crazy, that's where we're at, and that's how we as coaches approach it. I think it was an outstanding performance by the defense. Anytime, and again, I guess there were some records broken in terms of turnovers. Anytime there's a turnover, both teams are involved. Of course, I know Mike's probably talking about securing the football. In a lot of the cases, I felt like we tackled and did the right things in terms of knocking the ball off them. And so I credit our guys for that. The interceptions, that part's good. And I just felt, generally speaking, our guys played hard. And at the end of the day, we just made enough plays to beat them, where the 2 weeks previous, we didn't. And so maybe we got over a little hurdle there against an outstanding opponent. Let's not forget that the Pittsburgh Steelers are an outstanding team. They've got an outstanding organization, and I've got a great deal of respect for what they are, and I'm happy for our guys that we won. I think on offense we did enough to win. We spot them a touchdown, which is never good. Felt like our guys fought, and it wasn't always pretty. But we had a touchdown pass and, of course, a touchdown run. And it's easy to say, well, you should have more points with that many turnovers, and I would agree we should. But we did what we had to do to win. And then, once again, I thought special teams contributed positively to, in this case, what was a winning performance. So that all being said, again, I'm looking forward to the preparation here as we get ready to play the Raiders. So I'll take your questions. Brandon's fine. Yeah, he was here.
What's the protocol with him today?
Well, it's very strict protocol when it comes to concussions. And so we'll go through the process, and we'll know way more on Wednesday.
Is there a chance he might not play at Oakland?
We got to go through the process. I'm not making any predictions at this point.
I like to work as a whole gang with the first group.
Very little. I think that's fair to be. That can be said about all backup quarterbacks on every team. Very little.
Travis talking yesterday about how Brandon felt good. You guys had to hide his helmet. He's a warrior and wanted to go back in the game. Is that kind of typical of what you see in these situations?
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to leave the game, especially the game that's in the balance like that one was. So I think that's typical of what I see and feel from guys that are on the sideline. Of course, we know there's protocol. We're well aware of that, right?
Yeah. Matt, do you treat him differently because he's the quarterback?
I'm sorry? In terms of what? Him being injured?
Yeah. With Brandon bringing him back, I mean.
No, I think we treat it. We're going to treat the players like we have to, number one, for their safety, and then, of course, by league standards. So each player is treated on those in those situations.
How did you've gone back and watched the tape. What did you see in his game yesterday?
Brandon's? Well, I think he contributed to the win. Of course, the first pass, the tip ball, there's many reasons why balls get tipped, but typically had it not gotten tipped, it would have been a first down. It got tipped. It was an interception for a touchdown. So, but he did some good things in that football game. But as we move forward and get ready to play the Raiders, there's some things that he can clean up that'll help us have a better performance next week.
With the rookie quarterback, does he need to practice all week for you to feel comfortable playing him on Sunday?
I think each player is different, and I'll know way more about this on Wednesday when we start actually practicing. And I think each situation this time of year is different. There are guys that can practice throughout the week and really still not be ready to go. And then there are guys that do very little early in the week, a little bit at the end, and are ready to go. So, you know, we'll just have to see.
Can you tell us, did he do anything physical today, or was it just a rest day?
No, he was here. He did. He was here.
Did he do anything physical?
I really don't want to talk about that. But he's going through the process of getting cleared from his concussion.
As a contingency, do you have to approach it, head into Wednesday with a lot of thoughts toward McCoy playing just in case?
We'll do what we have to do. We'll put a plan together, and our quarterback styles are pretty similar. So you put the plan together on how to attack Oakland, and then we'll see who shows up to play. And if for some reason we have a quarterback that doesn't go, then we'll make some kind of a move to get another one in here. So that's typical.
How long would it take, Colt, since he doesn't get much time, to be ready if necessary?
A week.
That's all. Just
1 week.
Matt, you played Pittsburgh now. Three times. It seems like these games are kind of gritty and everything else. Can you talk about what it takes to
Well, I told the players in the pregame talk that expect this thing to be toe-to-toe from the first snap to the last, and that's the way it was. At field level against the Steelers, that's a big man's game out there, and there's a lot. It's a very physical game. I got a lot of guys that are sore, and I'm sure the Steelers are the same way. That's real football, and I was proud of our guys for how they battled throughout.
Obviously, we ask so much about the rookies and the offense. Is this team starting to kind of get almost like a defensive identity, the way that you guys are playing defensively, that the defense right now is kind of carrying you?
Well, I think you see a couple of components that are taking shape now that we didn't have earlier. We have more defensive linemen that are healthy. And when you have that, it all starts up front there. And then we had Joe Hayden back in the lineup. And we've got some young players at the second level, at the safety position and the linebacker position, that are getting more time and getting more comfortable with playing the game. And so I feel like, based on what I saw earlier in the year when we were out there playing defense, I see things more coming together like you would have visualized it starting training camp if everybody was healthy and out there.
Sheldon said yesterday that I think he's talking a lot about the young guys and maybe even some of the second-year guys, that when you first – start playing, that you want to make sure you make the tackles, and now guys are starting to go beyond that and make plays because your turnovers are way up from a year ago. Not way up, but you've already surpassed them from a year ago. Do you feel it's the same thing, or why so many more turnovers?
Well, I think when you watch each turnover, it's a different story regarding how it happens. But we went into the year saying if we just caught the ball better, offensively and defensively, we'd have more completions and then more interceptions. And we've done that if we're talking from a defensive perspective. And then, of course, if you do a better job of addressing your gap and defeating your blocks and all the things you need to do in the run game, then in theory you have more guys around the football. So if you knock the ball off them, you can recover more fumbles. My uncle wrote a book on coaching team defense, and he said, you know, it just makes sense to me. If there's a ball on the ground and we got more guys around the ball than they do, we got a better chance of picking it up. You know, and it sounds, you know, I thought more people would laugh, but that's what was written, the simplicity of it. So as we get better playing together and doing all the right things, then when those kind of things happen, then you have a better chance of getting turnovers.
Do you start to put that into a team's mind? Would they start to look at 7 sacks last week? 8 turnovers, of course, is exceptional. But do players start to look at that when they're seeing an upcoming opponent creating those amount of turnovers?
Well, we do know. I mean, we all know. I think everybody in here knows that sacks, and then, of course, turnovers. It hurts the team you're playing. And so, you know, you're trying to do those things. And I think what's important is that we just play good team defense. Everybody that's out there gets lined up right and does what they're supposed to do. And then when the ball's in the air, you try to disrupt it. And when the runner's running with the ball, you first want to get him tackled. But along the way, if you can knock the ball off him, it's great.
You wanted to create a physical identity offensively and defensively. Do you think the win yesterday is evidence that that's happening?
Well, I know we played a physical team, and again, I don't want to overstate it. I mean, it's one football game, but we played a physical team and we found a way to finish. And I think that's something I think our young guys can build on. I don't think there's any question there. And I saw some veterans in the locker room yesterday that were as excited as the young guys, because there's a lot of guys around here that haven't had great success against Pittsburgh. We'll get back to you, Mary Kay.
Scouting report on Whedon when he was drafted was that he can make all the throws, and we saw that in practice. However, in game, he hasn't made all the throws. Have you changed your opinion of that?
Hasn't made, in terms of what you mean? He's missed some throws?
Well, I mean, everybody misses throws, but I mean, yeah. Is the scouting report still accurate on it?
Well, I would say this. If you're going back from a scouting perspective, when they say he can make all the throws, that means he can get the ball in all the places that you want. You can throw the comeback, he can throw the post, he can throw the dig, all those things, which I think he can do. He's like all quarterbacks. He misses on some throws. But I think he's making improvements there. So, yeah, I still think he can make all the throws. Yeah.
Pat, is it fair to say that based on the last 2 weeks, this defense seems to have found its identity, but the offense isn't quite there?
I wouldn't characterize it. What I would say is we found a way to win a football game yesterday. And we had an outstanding performance from our defense, and we did in other areas enough to win. You know, I don't want to paint it all that way, because I think each game presents a different situation, and when you learn how to win games, there are different reasons why. But for the most part, you all got to play, and I think that's what we want to do.
Coincidence that you guys have given up 112 yards total on the ground in the last two games, when Reuben and Taylor have returned to the lineup as the defensive tackle tandem. Talk about that. Talk about the influence having those two together has meant to the run defense specifically.
Well, you need to be strong. It's like baseball. You need to be strong up the middle, and I think when you have two big, sturdy guys in there that can play the run on first and second down, and then get push when it's time to throw the football, I think that definitely helps your run game. Not to diminish the efforts of the young guys that were in there early in the year.
What made you believe, when you've seen Nicole, through training camp and maybe a little bit in these practices, that leads you to believe that, he might even be more, efficient, a little bit more improved in this offense than he was last year?
Well, I watched Colt function through the offseason and, of course, training camp, and then I see him in practice. And he just knows way more about what's going on with our offense this year than last year.
How about, do you notice anything different at all whatsoever in the way the ball's coming out, or arm strength or spiral or anything like that? And I mean, the reason why I'm asking that is because he had mentioned at some point in the offseason that, now 3 years away from the commissioner, this was a year that his arm was supposed to be like completely healthy.
No, I think if Colt goes in the game, I expect that he's going to function fine and help us win games. So I got no problem. I got all the confidence in the world in Colt. And as I mentioned earlier, Colt's handled his situation this year in a very professional way. And I don't see any reason why he can't go in and function well.
On Rainey's touchdown right before the half, did you think the line judge had come in to signal him down?
Did you read my lips? Well, I don't know. Again, there are certain things in the game where I see it just a little bit differently. I'll leave that between him and I.
Did you think Whedon got hurt? That play should have been a penalty.
Well, he got flipped around. He actually hit his helmet on our guy. So I would say no, not on that situation.
You said you don't want to overstate it. But what can a win like yesterday do for a young team moving forward?
Well, I think when you beat a fine opponent, and however you do it, and it's a physical contest like that, then you develop the confidence that you can do it again. Now the challenge is then now to be consistent, and that'll be the challenge for this week, to get back to work here and get ready to play the next team. Go ahead. We got a lot of time.
When you have a team that, like you said, with all the veterans in there, have not won a lot of games against the Steelers, and to finally...
Almost none.
Yeah, almost none. I mean, you know, unless you were here for the one with Mangini, and then you go back to I forgot where. But,
right.
So what, you know, what does it take, basically, for these guys to finally do a game like yesterday?
Well, I think we've said this all along. These guys just keep playing, and they keep playing hard. And I think the people in Cleveland, the people that follow our team, should be proud of the fact that they're playing hard. And they're young, and they're getting better, and all those things. And that's the challenge. As you go through a long season, you just keep battling, and you just keep fighting. And you don't worry about what people are saying. You just keep playing the game. And if you're always there and you're always fighting, at some point you find a way to finish. And at least in this situation, yesterday we found a way to finish. Now, once you do it once, then you try to recreate it a bunch of times.
About like you said, just this was, you don't want to overstate in one game, but when you lost in the Baltimore game, that was also talk that you felt that you stood up to Baltimore, where in games past the year prior you really didn't feel that way. So this is two games now against a very similar type of team where you feel like physically you hung right in there with them and gave as good as you got.
Yeah, I think there were a lot of games this year when we did that and we didn't find a way to finish, and so that's been the challenge. You know, you can look back throughout the season, and everybody can decide why the outcomes the way they were, but we just didn't make enough plays to win. It wasn't like we weren't ready to play or we didn't play hard from start to finish, but there's a process that you have to go through, and you find that good teams, you know, there were teams yesterday, one comes to mind, where their back was against the wall and they found a way to tie it and then win it. All right. And when you get to that point, you know, that's when you know you've built a team that's a consistent winner. And that's what we're trying to do here.
You've been right in the games, right there at the end, haven't been able to pull it out, lost the next week. Are you going to talk to your guys this week about anything differently from the last two victories?
I'm hitting the reset button. Just like you probably roll your eyes and get tired of me saying here every Monday. But that's the process, is you hit the reset button and you go back to work and you try to recreate the process that you went through leading up to last week's game. And then put together a plan that attacks your opponent, get them hydrated, get them rested, and go play. And I wish I could come in here and give you some new answer every week, but that's how it happens. And then you just put it out there and you play your fanny off, and then, you know, you try to make more plays than the other team.
You guys are 3-3 in games that Joe Hayden's played and 0-5 when he hasn't. Do you think...
That's a good stat. Did we know that? You did your research.
Well, I think it'd be better. I mean, do you ever think that, man, if we had him for those four games, he'd be better than...
I don't look back. Unless something crazy happens, he should be here this week. I'm trying to answer your question in a very short and honest way, but you don't look back. Can't do that.
Josh Cooper was he a healthy scratch, and kind of as a tie-in, you feel like there's a need for a receiver to emerge as kind of like the possession guy who can move the chains more consistently?
Yeah, he was a healthy scratch. We had Mo back healthy, in my opinion, healthy for the first time in a long time, and you know, with the roster the way it was, I had to make a call there. And I do think it's important that we develop. You'd like to be able to develop a situation where you have two starting receivers. When you go to three wideouts, it's pretty defined. Here's your third guy. And then when you go to four wideouts, here's your fourth guy. I think we have a receiving core right now where you know, we're still getting everybody where they need to be. And I think that's why you see some of what's going on there.
Mike Holmgren is leaving immediately rather than staying on kind of an advisory role to the end of the season.
Sure.
How does that impact you?
Well, you know, I'm sure you're going to get a chance to ask Mike how he feels about all of it. You know, I'm appreciative to Mike. I never worked for Mike, and for him to have enough trust in me to give me this opportunity. So I'm very appreciative of that. And again, I can't imagine doing anything else, you know, at my age. And so I can't even imagine, or I wouldn't want to try to think about, you know, what he's going to do. So, and I've enjoyed our time that we've spent here together. I think we all know there's been a lot of change here in the last few months. And unfortunately, that's part of what happens in this business. Things change all the time. And so I'm sure he's going to be able to tell you how he feels.
Do you think your situation changes with him gone?
Not worried about that. Oakland Raiders. We're getting ready to play the Oakland Raiders.